Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I don't know where Pat is. I don't know. I saw him.
He texted he's not able to get in.
I saw the thing for him, and here he comes now.
My apologies. I'm eating real quick because this is the only window I had.
It's all good, brother. I appreciate you jumping on at the last moment. And I forgot to send you the topics, Keon. So I'll send it to you right now, but it doesn't really matter. The topics really don't matter. We end up just talking about other stuff anyway, but.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Pat?
What's up, Patricio?
Hey, why isn't it?
Patrick, your videos always be trash. You don't never come up on the camera no more.
Oops. What just happened?
Y'all, what, does anybody have an internet service provider that they like? Because I don't know.
Everybody's trash right now. Everyone's.
Not mine. Spectrum works fine. It has high speed.
No, I have Xfinity.
Oh, Cam, Spectrum's working okay?
Yes.
Spectrum's working okay since that blackout last Wednesday?
Please, everybody. Everything's going well with Spectrum. If you have any complaints, please talk about them off the internet. Please. My children need this internet to work well.
Here, are you texting me that or am I just, whatever?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to text it to you right now.
Okay.
The topic?
Besides Spectrum, yeah. Anybody else?
It's nothing you need to prep, Keon.
I don't know. He told me that. I don't know.
I just do it just to get
keep it's literally like waffles place. Versus pancakes. If you come with an argument, that's weird as
well. Well, it's waffles all day, baby.
It's kind of just.
Keon, do you have a, is that a do-rag on or a beanie? What do you have on your?
Do-rag.
It's a skull.
Are you just going to keep it on? You're going to keep your man bonnet on for this?
Yeah, I.
He woke.
I've had a rough morning.
Let him be.
I tell you, but I don't ever want y'all talking about women wearing bonnets because a do-rag is exactly the same thing as a bonnet.
When do we ever talk about women wearing bonnets?
I'm saying people ghetto. Women are wearing their bonnets out. Well, that's what a do-rag is.
You have never heard anybody on this video say anything like that in your life.
That's number one. And number two, Keon's at home.
I'm at home. I don't wear these out.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It does matter.
We had a rule growing up. We can wear them outside.
Okay, first of all, Meg is doing this on an Android. She looked like she was water.
No, I have to do it on my phone because I don't have internet. So I'm like on the LTE, y'all. It's like terrible. My internet
so
is
much
out.
Drama on the LTE. It's kind of hard to be zooming with the homies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say MEG.
Bars.
You know I was going to say what, Pat?
MEG.
Man, I don't be thinking that far ahead.
Kev, that cap is doing the very best that it can. It is big.
How much black is left? That's why I like wearing dad hat.
That cap is doing the very best. That cap is like, I can't hold it any longer.
Everybody else be having, you can see the extra out the side. Mine don't be having that much.
It'd it's like dead. Spider-Man stopping the subway. Like,
no, a hero without a...
That cap got a duck tail, my boy.
What size are your hats on fitted?
This is Tim De La Ghetto's brand.
Oh, nice.
My hats are 7 3/4, Meg.
Oh, I was one of
those. 7 3/4 lot.
No, they really are.
That doesn't sound like, I feel like that's a standard size, right?
No, 7 1/4 is standard. 7 3/4 is
pushing
the 2X of hats. 3X of hats.
Got it. Okay, fat head. Got it.
That's what regular people wear when they have locks. They get 7 3/4 to put the hat over their hair and locks.
Hats come that big?
Yeah.
They go up to 8.
They go up to 8.
Yeah, I had a teammate who had an 8.
Dang. And no locks?
Nah, he just had a big-ass head.
You got an 8. You play football with no helmet. You just be like, I'm good, bro.
Yikes.
Meg, did you dye your hair or something? It looks light.
No, it's been this color. I need to redo it. Got to get them roots done.
Yeah, Yeah, you
but
do.
But it's been this color for a while. Shut up. At least I got roots. At least I have roots, that need to be done.
I have roots. Wonderful, man.
Where? Where are your roots at?
He has yams, he has sweet potatoes, he has potato.
The only reason I'm bald is because my hairline is trash here. That's, didn't go like that. But I have hair. I'm not like some bald men, actually the top doesn't even grow anymore and it's just
don't try to justify your level of baldness.
Bald is way easier to maintenance.
It is not, Keon.
It's not, though. It's not, because you got, when you bald, depending on how you like your hair and how you like to be seen, when I was bald, I was shaving every 3 days. And I have that syndrome that a lot of black men get when you get the bumps on the back of your neck. So if I shave too much or shave too close, then I got the Nestle Crunch Bar on the back of my neck. It's got the Muay Thai effect all back there. So I got to use the something touch, soft touch or whatever on my neck and on the back of my neck. Man, it's a lot. Bro.
I knew a dude who had that and decided it would be a good idea to get his melted.
What?
The bumps.
Melted
off.
How?
But they just melted and it was not a good look.
It didn't take?
No, it didn't take at all.
It looked burnt or what?
It just looked like somebody had took peanut butter and slapped it on the back of the neck. It was disgusting.
Why was that an option to melt? Bro.
Dude, this is like, you know, this is the 90s. I guess they didn't have the technology then. I don't know.
I've seen some people, I don't know if they try to get it melted or something, but I've seen some people try some stuff in the back of their neck. Looks like T-1000 coming out of the fire.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was bad.
The Terminator?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I mean, I guess what I was saying is with the bald heads, though, if you are truly bald, it's easier. If your hair still grows back, it's annoying.
My hair still grows back.
I used to have
the thing is, because I'm not on the road, I was telling Angel about this. Usually, I had it down to a timing because when I was on tour, I didn't have this much like shooting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I basically had a podcast on Tuesday, maybe something on Wednesday. So I could shave on Tuesday morning for the podcast day, and I could shave on Friday before the show, and then the rest of the time I was good.
Yeah.
Now, because I've been so many doggone Zooms, I gotta shave every other day. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's why I just do it. Right, just... I didn't have time to cut my hair.
Wait, Kev, you got big money. Why don't you just do the LeBron thing and get like the hairline done?
LeBron's not even doing that, right? His came off. We were talking about that on Keon and Tony. LeBron pulled his hairline back on like this.
Yeah.
What? Why can't he get like a regular one though? Like Tory Lanez, well not Tory Lanez, but like Tyga and them, they be getting like legit ones.
I don't understand because he has the same money. That's what I think it is. It's all the sweat.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Regular music stuff. When LeBron's out there trying to get 50 and keep hair on straight, that's hard.
he got to get the active wear one, Keon. He can't have the regular day-to-day one. He got to get the high performance. He needs the dry fit hairline.
What if Under Armour came out with hairlines? That would be so amazing.
Sell out.
They would make a killing.
Nike should do it.
I feel
it
like
first.
It's attached to the just underneath the sweatband.
Nike got to do it first.
Nike would do it. I could see Nike doing it for LeBron.
Bro, LeBron came out with a hairline line instead of a shoe line. He would be he would be Jeff Bezos. If you can get, bro, I got the LeBron low right here. I got the with the.
Bro, they would be advertising on those hairlines. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? The same way they started advertising on the jerseys. Remember, he was like, "Are they serious?" They would be advertising on those hairlines. It'd be a Nike symbol. Under Armour, sending that you and the eight, bro. They would not miss an opportunity to advertise, dude.
Well, they would just bring Nike checks back. Remember, people used to get the checks, so they would just come with a part with a check in it, and that would be it.
LeBron's problem is he be trying to like he gets a little overzealous with it, and he tries to let it grow out. But the truth is, if you got plugs like that, you got to keep it super low. You got to keep it super faded, but he'd be like, I'm feeling good today. I'm going to let it grow another day.
Well, he lets it grow good today. This part grows in, and then this whole top is just like.
That's what I'm saying. You got to keep it all low and even. So the
problem is turning into Delroy Lindo. If you watch the Five Bloods, that's LeBron in 15 years.
That's LeBron now.
You know, the problem is, I don't think they're made to be sweated out like that. Like, they're made for normal wear. Y'all out here, like, having WWF wrestling match sweat type going on your forehead, and you're messing up your unit.
The what?
It looks Tom, we don't even know what happened there. We're going to have to run the tape back.
Someone muted. Maybe out here having WWF type sweat running down the forehead. That's what I said.
There were so many mistakes that Tom, we just have to take a look at the instant replay.
The problem was, Will, that he tried to use another sport to describe a sport. He could have just left it at basketball. He plays hoop. That's good enough. It's fine.
Pat just changed his leggings.
He said what?
Here. Where do you fall in the family?
As far as what?
Like oldest, middle, youngest, only child?
On my dad's side, I got two older sisters. And on my mom, I'm the oldest and then my little sister.
How many people grew up in the house that you grew up in?
Like 13. Because I grew up with my grandma. I spent most of the time with my grandmother and my grandfather. So it was like
13. That's why you so old acting. Oh my gosh. It makes sense.
That makes sense.
Wow.
All the fedoras and the shoehorns. It all makes sense.
Music taste, everything. But he's a big hip hop head though.
I love hip hop, man.
You can be old and love hip hop.
My dad was 26 and hated it.
Really? He hated it at 26.
I didn't realize until I got old that my dad was old. Like my dad had me at 19, and I remember in the car all he would listen to was jazz, and I'm looking back, I'm like, nigga, you were 26.
Hey man, jazz is fire.
Did your dad grow up with his grandparents too?
No. I love jazz. I think what it was is
my dad, he might have listened to hip hop, but I just think he didn't do it around us.
What did he listen to besides jazz?
He would listen to jazz and like R&B. That was it. And like that's why I laughed so hard when you said Grover Washington last night, because my dad loved him. And he was just old, but I think part of it too was like when gangster rap hit hard, especially in my dad is from South Central LA, and he said when NWA came out, although he felt the music, he was like I want to relive this shit. Like we hate the police and all that. I get what you're saying, but it's like, man, I want to get away from this. Like I hate it. I hate the cops. I hate when we watched NWA the movie. He liked the movie, but at the same time, he was like, I just have bad memories. LA at that time, and I was like, okay, I get it. So let me put on this Grover and ease my pain.
Hey man, I love jazz though. Don't get me wrong.
I do too.
No, you don't.
I do too, actually.
I love jazz. I went to school.
I like instruments, so I didn't hate it. Especially when I got older, I was like, "All right, Dad, I see what you was doing here."
Instruments?
Did you play jazz music?
Me?
Yeah.
I wish. I think I want to learn piano.
You look like you played trumpet, low key, just right now.
It's the durag. I know a lot of guys that played the trump that always wore their durags to practice.
I respect instruments so much. I definitely want to play one.
Yeah, it's a feel because it's crazy. Like I always look at how connected all the arts are. Like when somebody is like scatting during singing, jazz singing, or somebody like is doing a run on the sax or on a trumpet or something like that, it's no different from us going off the cuff when we're riffing on somebody in the audience or something like that. I look at it all as like all in the same vein of artistry. Like we all do that. So I respect it so much.
That's why I stopped playing music.
That's not why, Kevin. Nobody
wants to
play music.
That's why you put the tuba down.
There's only so many ways you could do. There's only not a whole lot. Not a lot of range.
I was playing bass and piano, and the reason I stopped is the good players. They do a run or something like that. And you'd be like, "Yo, show me that," and they'd be like, "I don't know. I don't even know what I
did." It.
It's a feel.
Yeah, it's a feeling. Cool. Like, bro, like, you can teach somebody scales and chords and theory, but you can't teach somebody feeling. I was, one of my boys, yeah. Corey Henry, he plays so fast. I asked him, like, are you even thinking about what you are doing? Like, how does your mind even process? He was like, it's from thought to finger. I don't even really know.
Yeah.
Go watch it back.
It's just an extension of their body at that point. When you've been playing for that long, it's like you just know it.
Yeah, your brain goes ham. You like, you don't like when Pat be playing. He just be vibing. He ain't like, okay, I'm gonna hit a minor seventh chord and I'm gonna lay it with the E. They don't, bro. He just like,
I'm gonna piano, Pat? Mm-hmm. Teach me, man.
Don't teach him.
What?
Because you're already strong. You don't need nothing else. You're good at comedy. You're strong. You can cut your own hair.
Don't listen to him, Keon. He's more talented than him.
To Kev's point, the only reason why I want to learn how to play piano is so I can sing while I play.
Keon will be playing the piano. He'll come to Zuma with the homies with his shirt off and the keyboard.
Shirt off, playing the piano, singing for these.
And he can sing. That's
the only thing.
I forgot that Keon can sing.
It's like when you ask a comic, like, why did you come up with that joke off the cuff? And you be like, it was just, I thought it would be funny. I don't even, especially like when you're killing and improvising, you know, you can't even get that back sometimes. You just be like, bro, I was just feeling it that night.
Bro, when I was hosting the union, there would be so many nights where I would just go up there and talk about whatever I felt like. And those were the nights I had the best sets and always the nights that I never recorded it. Always. And I can't tell you what I said. People are like, nigga, why do you think like that? I'm like, I don't even know what I said. Couldn't tell you.
That's why it's so hard to learn how to cook from black women. Like, how you make that? I don't know. A little of that.
Feel it out.
It's a taste. You know.
Like, you put out a pot roast stuff that you didn't even see all the ingredients in your refrigerator for. Like, how did you even make? We didn't have noodles. How did you make this macaroni?
That's what they say. The difference between a chef and a cook is you can give a chef some ingredients and they'll come up with a meal. A cook is just a person that can follow a recipe.
Because I made oxtails yesterday, and I cannot tell you the measurements of what I put in them oxtails, but they were fire.
That is frustrating.
Meg, when you're getting on somebody's nerves, are you thinking about what you're going to do, or is it just flow naturally and you think, oh, if I do this, it'll be really annoying? And
it's like, there's a science to it.
Meg, the oxtail.
Bad reception.
Is it just a cow's tail chopped like that?
What? Oh, the oxtail.
We were talking about this the other day, and nobody knew what it looked like.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Oh, the tail has a bone?
Bone?
That's how it wags, right?
I thought it was just hard cartilage.
But that's what it is. It's hard cartilage. It's not like a bone. Because if you think about when you do oxtails, that bone in the middle isn't like, it's not, it doesn't have a feel of the other type of bones. You
it
know
still
what I'm
looks
saying?
Like a bone.
I've never bit it. Is it not as hard as other bones?
No, it's still hard, but it's not I can't explain it. It's not the same. I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's more like gelatinous stuff in the middle that like.
So it's not a bone for sure.
No, there's a bone. Yeah, there's a bone. It's just not the not the same kind of bone.
Their rib bones be hard. Like, if you eat beef ribs, them bones, dogs can't even break those.
Really?
I think the bones in there are like, they just have a lot of, like, what is it? The jelly stuff at the end. So when you cook it with low heat, it makes it, like, that's what makes the oxtail so good. It's kind of like a little jelly-ish to it. It comes off the bone, the ends of the bone.
I don't know what it is. All I know is it's delicious.
I had no idea that tails were so good. We should be trying different tails. Like, what do dog tails taste like? Or monkey tails?
Okay. Now you're pushing it, Pat.
Yeah, what you mean, man?
Hey, man, I'm going to get off the bus here. That was my stop.
Monkey tails? You won't eat a monkey tail?
I won't.
Of all the animals, you would not suspect an oxtail to be delicious. So there's probably a bunch of other tails that are low-key fire.
I always think about it, like, who's the first person who was like, bro, we could probably eat the chitlins. Like, somebody had to be like, this is probably fire. Like, even peanut butter and jelly, somebody had to be like, these two things probably.
Well, I mean, like, right. The pig parts, that's like, that'll go back to
play. Animal parts make sense. They used to eat all the animal. Like, that right. makes sense.
Yeah,
but what about like
you would give animals? The scrap, and the reason why like it's so big in the Black community is because back then the slave masters would give the scraps of the pig to the slaves, and of course, being the creative Black people that we are, made it taste amazing.
No, that part I get.
Definitely failed. We failed at it, but you know they made it work. But chitlins is disgusting.
And they are. They do taste like old socks in an attic, but. Right. You can make it taste good now. I just
and
do it.
Somebody's cleaning them and cooking them. I'm like, can you do that a day before we all come over? So that's just
or in
so
a different house.
I used to have a joke.
In a different house.
I used to have a joke on stage about eating chitlins was the first step to people eating butt. Somebody ate chitlins and they were like, I mean, if I could do this, what can't I do?
I remember my level of like, how I looked at my family was different when I saw them eat chitlins like live. You know what I mean? Because like we grew up in the suburbs, but my mom and dad from South Central. My family is from the country, so when they all made chitlins, I was like, oh, we don't eat these. I saw my mom and my aunt and everybody turn up. I was like, oh, these are niggas. Like these, I had no idea.
Did they use hot sauce?
Family.
Did they use hot sauce?
I feel like everybody. A young Keon just judging his family. You got an ascot on and a suit now with a top hat and a monocle.
When I tell you, I didn't get exposed to the countryness and the hoodness and all that until my family until I started getting older, and I just saw more and more things. Not just the food, the stories they were telling me. I was like, wait a minute. Running drugs from what city to what city? Huh? Oh, he wasn't on vacation. He went to prison. Got it. Okay. I learned so much. The older I was like, oh, my family is niggas. Like every year I felt like they were like, let's throw a little more on them.
He can help them more.
How'd they eat their
you
chitlins?
Thought y'all weren't those Black people.
How'd they eat their chitlins though? I've only seen them eating
mothered hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Yep. They would eat them with.
I had an uncle that would have a chitlin sandwich. He would literally take a piece of bread and just stuff it in the bread and do it like that. And I was
My God!
Soften up the juice and all of that. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Like, I've never even heard of nobody else even doing it. And I ain't think about that till right now.
I grew up in my godfather's soul food restaurant, and I remember. That was my first job at 14, and we had chitlin night once a month. And I'm telling y'all, people would be lined up outside the door, white people too, waiting for these chitlins. We would be in there the day before, cleaning them, pulling them up. It was just disgusting.
You were his best night, Meg?
Huh?
Was that his best night of the month?
Yes.
Chitlin night?
It was sold out.
Oh,
Kentucky, never
you know what? Because nobody wants that smell in their house. There are people who are eating
it, but
you don't
like
that smell in your house.
It also doesn't taste good. It's not like it tells you.
No amount of hot sauce makes it. I don't know. It's an acquired taste, I guess. That's what it is. Because
if you got to drown,
I had them after I cleaned them. I was like, I don't know why people are doing this.
If you got to drown something in hot sauce, like putting something else on something is something completely different than drowning it. Drenching it in hot sauce to eat it, like that means
you don't like how it tastes.
You just, right.
You like jail-filled hot sauce. You don't like chitlins.
The worst when somebody tries to convince you that it's good. Like I remember watching my godbrother eat a bowl, and I was like, "You eat that?" And he was like, "Like he slurped. He was like, this good." I was like, "Man, no."
You slurp them like Pepsi.
Why you give him that voice, Keon?
Again, he was like, "They good." I was like, "All right,
all right."
You know, oh, wait, but they're intestines, right?
Yeah.
So does it, like, they come in a bucket, right?
I don't know.
I mean, it depends on how you buy them.
Does it end in the asshole? Like, do they give you the asshole?
I've always wondered that, too. Like, how far do they snip off to the end?
Ugh. Like, who gets the asshole part?
Daddy. No, daddy always got to get the best part. He gets the big
butt. You better save that asshole for me when I get home.
Oh, my God.
Save that asshole. That's your ass.
The pigs in the backyard are like, God damn, what are they doing in there?
Save me that asshole. Listen, that's a great place for us to start.
Great
we're
going to
jump right into this first topic. Right after
before we start, it looks like he was trying to say place, but he said place.
Oh man, shut up. Anyway, this is a great place to start. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
Here, do you ever be talking dirty and be messing up during sex?
He'd be like, I know hey, you walking with this. You know I'm walking with this. I know you walking with this. Where am I walking with this? No,
really?
I
really, like, hey, I know you whose walk- was this? I mean, whose is this? Dang it. Dang it.
You told y'all that?
You like this pussy?
Hilarious.
Oh, I mean, penis. You like this pussy? Penis?
Kev, what are you eating, man? I've asked you three times.
I'm eating buffalo cauliflower from nowhere.
Ooh.
Well, those are fun.
We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
What up, guys? It's Tahir Moore, and I'm here to let you know, the older I get, the more responsible, more mature, all of that, what I really care about is quality products. The brand names and all of that, man, it falls by the wayside if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. That's why I'm so excited to tell you guys that Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you will ever wear. Listen, guys, they have a silver line of underwear and shirts which are antimicrobial, which basically means they help eliminate odor. And who doesn't want to be fresh there? I mean, seriously, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I got probably 14, 15 pair of Mack Weldon underwear. I got the socks, I got the sweats, I got the t-shirts. I do it all, baby. When I find something good, I really indulge. And I ain't ashamed to say it. One thing I love about Mack Weldon is they really want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear for any reason, you can keep it and they'll still refund you. Full refund you, no questions asked. Bruh, nobody else is doing that. Once you try, you're going to like it. I can tell you that much. And because of that, they knew that people were going to continue to come back. So Mack Weldon, they created their own totally free loyalty program called Weldon Blue. And there are a couple of different levels to this. Level one gets you free shipping for life. Not on your next order, not on only the next three orders, but for life. And once you get to level two, which is by spending $200 or more, you will get 20% off of every future order. And you still get the free shipping. What? Sounds like a winner to your boy. Like I say, when I find something I like, I really indulge. I got on the underwear right now. I'm not going to show you because you guys ain't paid for that. But trust your boy. No tags. Super breathable. Super comfortable. Listen, man. Y'all need to get on this. And don't even get me started on the sweats. I have every color in the sweats. I should literally be a model. If I had possibly the body for it, I should be modeling all of that stuff because I have so much of it. So listen, if you're ready to take your underwear, sock, shirt, sweatpants, all of that to the next level, you need to head over to MackWeldon.com right now. But don't just go there empty-handed. Go with our promo code. Go with MackWeldon.com/squad. And also enter the promo code squad and you're going to get 20% off. That's right, 20% off your first order. So again, that is MackWeldon, MackWeldon.com/squad. SQUADD. Enter the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, and get 20% off your first order, and you can tell them that your boy sent you over. Holla.
First topic of the day, what is worse, a crying baby on a flight versus a middle seat on a flight?
Middle seat. I can middle sleep seat.
Through. Just out the gay pet?
I can sleep through a baby crying. You can't. I my biggest fear is like nodding off and then just waking up eye to eye with somebody on their shoulder. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh, hey.
Bro,
like,
listen, if they let you get all the way comfortable like that, they ain't tripping. Just go ahead and finish your nap.
No.
I'm like, that's happened to me before. I've actually like woken up and I was laying my head on this old white man's shoulder and I was like, I am so sorry, sir. He was like, it's all right. It's okay.
Because he was really your hair the entire time.
Probably, right?
The entire time.
And he had his hand on her thigh the whole time. She didn't know.
That's okay, young one.
Bro.
He was like, if my family didn't frown upon this, and he took a big whiff.
Frown upon
my family didn't frown upon this.
So, did y'all see Harlem Nights?
Yes.
You remember when white dude?
Matt, have you seen it?
That was actually one of my black blasphemies. I have not seen Harlem Nights. I've never seen New Jack City. How about that? I'll do you one better.
We're not surprised.
We have to have a talk about Pat, guys.
Why do I have to care about that movie?
Matt, this is a talk about you. You don't have to be with Pat.
You got to do everything.
I don't have to care about that stuff.
No, you don't have to do everything, but there's some movies that are classics that you should at least know the plot.
It's not some, though, Meg. It's every black movie. It's every black movie if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen a lot of black movies, but I know the plot.
What's yours? What's your one that the blacks get mad at?
I don't think I've seen Juice the whole way through.
How are you talking to anybody? Juice in New Jack City. It's the same idea.
No, but I know the plot at least.
Why is that your get around? you read the plot just in case a black person cornered you on the street? I know exactly what it's about. First scene, Tupac, exterior.
Why was Tupac behind the locker now, Meg? Bishop, he was...
In the beginning of Juice, you could tell that Bishop was going to be a problem.
Yeah,
it was very early onset. You could tell that Tupac meant nobody any good in that movie.
In some people's defense, though, if you had the type of parents who weren't allowing you to watch certain movies as a kid, you might have missed it.
Keon, Meg went to Freaknik in seventh grade. Her parents were tripping off of shit.
First of all, it was ninth grade, and secondly,
Freaknik in the ninth grade.
You went to Freaknik, came back pregnant.
They didn't know. I didn't know what Freaknik was until I got there, and I was like, "Oh, this is why all the black kids came on this trip." Didn't know.
That's hilarious, Meg. How old were you when you graduated? Weren't you like 16 when you graduated high school?
No, I had just turned 17, like the month before.
Graduated high school?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Nerd. Haters.
Are you a December baby, Meg?
No, I was born in April.
Oh, you just skipped the whole grade.
Yeah, I skipped. Well, I was in kindergarten for like a month or something, and they were like, she just need to go ahead and go to the first grade.
Because
I
was just annoyed with you. She was like, you probably just go to first grade. I'm not finna do this.
You kept getting on the teacher for not putting the crayons in the correct spot. And the teacher was like, you know what, little girl?
That was probably true.
Obviously, I think what happened was coloring. Like, maybe you should go to first grade.
No, because I knew how to add. I knew everything. So I would be done with all the work before all the other kids, and I was like helping them. So she was like, you can't be teacher's aide in kindergarten. Like, you just got to go to first grade.
Yeah.
So they moved me up.
I know the other kids hated you. If the teacher was annoyed, Meg was in there like, this math is easy. I am on calculus.
Well, I gotta have that voice, okay?
5-year-old.
Why is that my voice?
I know pi.
Racist.
Meg, did you have a 4.0 in every grade through high school every time?
For the most part.
I don't think I got a 4.0 even. I got good grades. I don't think I ever got a 4.0 even one report card.
Got it once in sixth grade.
That's straight A's, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I thought I had bombed that whole semester. I was nervous for report cards.
I thought I had bombed?
So my brother, he would always open his report cards first because he was that dude. Like, oh, it's time to open report cards. Look what I did. And I remember that was the only time I got better grades than him ever. And he got like 5 A's and a B. And he was like, all right, Keon. I was like, here we go. Hey, and my mom opened it. She was like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh my God, I failed everything. I'm about to get a whooping. And she was like, straight A's? I was like, what?
A clerical error.
I think they messed up. I honestly think they messed up. But I remember when she was like, look, and she showed everybody, I looked at my brother. I was like, well, well, well. look at me. I got so smug. I was like, so I'm a better athlete, and now I'm smarter. What do you do? Like,
you terrorized your family. You were just mean to everybody.
Oh, my God.
That's so
bad. Did you get good grades?
I got really good grades until high school, and then I got, like, okay grades. I was, like, a B student in high school. It wasn't too bad.
Who are you on academic scholarship?
Who?
To here.
Yeah, tennis.
That's athletic.
Oh, he's an academic. I'm sorry. I got a...
The fact that Tahir was on the athletic scholarship tells me everything I need to know about his college.
I was going to say that, too. Like, you was the prime athlete that they went after to give money to, Tahir?
No, remember he said they didn't even add a team. They didn't even have one.
He got the ham scholarship.
First of all, Pat, can you play tennis?
It was an initiative for Big.
Can you play tennis, Pat?
No, I played cool sports.
You were fourth string basketball, Pat. Nobody believed in you.
I was third string wide receiver.
Oh, nobody goes to tennis matches who's not on the team, though.
It don't matter.
You ain't never seen a movie like, hey, this Thursday night after school, we're heading over to the tennis court. Tennis game on tennis, Friday. They're like, man.
If you're good enough in tennis, you can go pro at 13. You can go pro at 14. You can't do that in basketball. Don't matter
how good. You couldn't do that, though. You couldn't do that.
I didn't say me. I said, if you're good enough. I just said, I'm just out there.
Wait, were you good? Like, were you, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good were you to hear playing tennis?
I was first seat.
How many okay, knows that, Mayla?
That doesn't tell me how, like, honestly, how good were you?
I was first seat, man. We're not
even sure how there good early. I was.
On my team, you're first seat.
On my team, I was first seat.
At the front, at the matches. That's where I sat.
I showed up way early. I got
that's not what that means. You guys are dumb, okay? So you don't go to these things.
Tahir taught me how to play tennis one day on tour. First of all, there's way more rules than I realized. I thought you could use the whole court. You cannot. There's a certain place you got to hit the ball. A whole bunch of stuff I didn't know. He taught me in one day and only beat me by one match or game. I don't know. He only beat me by like 115. Yeah, I didn't know how to say it.
You got to give people a chance because then they'll get defeated. They won't want to play. So that was me just giving you a chance.
No, that wasn't. That was your cow valve on your heart not working because you're moving too fast.
You got to be a different type of nigga to teach someone and almost lose. That just means you are aware of tennis.
Let's pick a day. Let's go play tennis. We'll film it. How about that?
Yes. You can come to my neighborhood. We got a tennis court over here.
I'm down.
I bet. We'll do that. I'll play you.
Evo, I'm going to tell you, tennis is way more athletically grueling than I realized.
I'll play you, Pat. Then I'll play you, Kev. Keon, I don't want to play you. You're a natural athlete, and I don't.
I'm a natural athlete.
Fun. Pat, I'll have no faith in you at all.
Hey, you
have the athletic body of a professional Serena Williams. Golfer.
That was a bad example.
Serena Williams?
Yeah, I went for the sport, and then I was like,
you
nah,
did that's, that to yourself. You identified
I did that
with
to myself.
Although Serena Williams is arguably the best athlete of all time.
Who?
There you go.
Serena Williams.
I thought you said Sabrina Williams.
I did. But okay. I meant to say, hey, Tom, it's me. Yeah, I'm no better. I'm no better.
You said people were going pro at tennis in 13, 14?
Yeah, you can go pro at 13 or 14.
Any individual sports, golf, figure skating, gymnastics, tennis, anything where it's individual, you can go pro as a child.
Even in Europe, you can go pro for basketball at 13, 14. Bro, in the Premier League soccer, when you're good, they take you out of regular school and put you in their academy.
Yeah.
And you're basically a professional soccer player in seventh grade.
What do you do? Remember the black kid who played for the U.S.? He was 16.
Freddie Adu? Yeah.
Damn.
Freddie Adu did not pan out. It was Freddie I don't.
Does tennis have like a draft?
No, they don't. No, I think tennis, how does it work here? Can't you like enter?
I have to just register.
I was never that good to even to find out. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know, guys. I would have never gotten
back. You have to register with, like, whatever the...
That's what I thought, too, Meg. I thought you had to...
But you have to, like, qualify for a few things, and then you can qualify
So this baby on a flight in this middle seat.
Don't nobody care about that. I hate the middle seat more than anything.
Yeah.
Although a baby on a flight can be far from you and feel like they are close to you. That's why I hate having shows in Orlando, man, because when you fly into Orlando, people are always
taking families
to Disney World.
They bring whole family. I'm talking about not just the mom and the dad and the kids. They bring the grandmas,
the
sisters and brothers. They bringing their kids too. It is just a whole.
When you say baby, do you mean actual baby or like a little kid?
Bro,
I mean baby crying.
Baby crying.
Because you think, I feel like nowadays we all have headphones. Do you really hear babies on flights anymore?
I'm saying. I don't think it really. I think this should be revised to say a kid kicking the back of your seat.
Because a kid, I don't want on flights.
Kids
got to get up. They got to go to the bathroom 53 times. Like, y'all ass should have sat on the end, you little weak bladder bitch. Like, don't. Hey! Don't. Yes, I'm a father, guys. I have children.
I feel you.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Baby, I don't.
It's worse when the kid is kicking the seat and the parents right next to him not stopping.
Don't say anything.
Kicking the seat or just constantly letting the tray down. Just this, and you feel it the whole time. They just playing with it. And you be like, or somebody pressing the TV, like the little TV too hard. It's like, bro, you don't have to.
Oh, my God. Is that what it's like in coach to hear? Does that stuff happen?
You're gonna say something.
Yes. For us regular people, Kevin, that are in coach, yes, that's what we have to deal with. Okay.
Kevin, I'll rob you with no ski mask on. I'd want you to know it was me.
I did it.
You got 16 more times to throw your wealth in my face, and I'm not gonna.
Not wealthy. I just have more money than you.
That doesn't take
rob
much.
Them to hear rob
you can, you can have a savings account and just have more money than me. That's how.
Listen, I remember when I was in college, nothing could go wrong. I'm talking about gas goes up by a quarter. I'm like, well, that's it. We won't be eating next Thursday. Forget it. You have one thing. You got a flat tire. Well, you can calculate the day you're going to run out of money now. Okay, so by March 15th. I'm not going to have nothing to eat. Meg was running out of money, and her rent was $11.
Right.
Wait, what was the real number?
I love how Kev said in college. I'm like, college, nigga, like 3 years ago. I was like, yo, if gas goes up, this is it for me. Comedy's over. I'm just not going to the gig. Like, that's just.
I wouldn't let my daughter outside because I'm like, if you hurt yourself, we have to move back to St. Louis. We can't afford, surgery out here. We literally have to go to Mexico to get the surgery, and then we're moving back to St. Louis.
I remember when we first moved to LA, I was like, Melissa, we got to go see Kobe because he might retire. She was like, we don't have money for that. And I was like, we have to. We just have to see Kobe. We went, had popcorn, all that. That was the last entertainment we did for 18 months. The first 18 months in LA. Anytime you want to think about fun, remember when you went to that Lakers game. Luckily, Kobe hit the game winner and was dunking, and it was amazing. But, bro, when I tell you we did not have it like that, we were like, whoo. We got home, and I looked at the bills. The first time the direct deposit didn't hit, I was like, why you let us buy those tickets? She was like, you know we didn't have money to go. And we was so high, bro. We was so high up there. But I had to see Kobe one time.
Oh, man.
Was it a good game?
Oh, it was a great game. It was the best. Kobe had like 40. He hit the game winning shot. He dominated the fourth quarter. It was literally, it was perfect. It was just perfect. It was electric.
Whose fingers are those?
Little baby hands.
Keon's screen.
One of Keon's children.
Keon, everything okay with your kids? Oh, my gosh.
He's throwing up the set.
What is this, the SOS? You need help? We need
diaper
help.
Game.
He just wanted to bang on the squad cast real quick.
Have you ever gotten pressed? Did you get pressed when you grew up in L.A.?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, because I liked the Falcons. I think I told that story before.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was a bit.
It looks like the cartoon.
Baby was, like, drowning.
It is a baby hand, but it's a big baby hand. It's a big hand.
He's like, I just want y'all to know real quick that I'm
yeah. Baby hands.
Yeah. Real
get quick. Your baby.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. But I mean
what
I just
say like, when they dress like, you, Pat.
I like the Falcons, so I always wore black and red to the point where it was very cheesy. Like I even had black and red bands in my braces once. But yeah, there was a gang called the Playboys and the Bounty Hunters and a whole bunch of other stuff. There's a lot to keep up with. You had to keep up with a lot of them. But from actual gangs that came up there to just race wars to the sort of like made up gangs, like we had the Chico Sticks and the
what?
One of them got really big and like spread to Atlanta.
Chico Sticks?
No.
It
was the Chico Sticks and then they wore the green and blue A's hat. No, the green and yellow A's hat. I forget what they were called. But
were they Mexican?
Everybody just wanted to press people, huh?
Were they Mexican? Was that the Chico part?
No. That was literally what? The D4L song came out. They started the Chico Sticks. And then above average. That's what they were called. The above average, the A's. There's just like
What is press, y'all? What is getting pressed?
They would make Pat take his hair down, and then he had to
and get it pressed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I didn't even get that. That joke works on more than one level. That's also funny too.
Wait, what does it mean though?
I'll let Pat explain it since he grew up in L.A.
They're just asking where you from. Cause if they ain't never seen you before or they want to rob, like I've been robbed before by older niggas that came up, they'll go up to like schools and just like press people or like run up on them. So like it's basically them asking where you from. And there was a point in time where it didn't matter what you said. Even if you said, I'm not from anywhere or I play ball. Like a lot of people will get away from being an athlete, but you might still get packed out or even shot. Those were like the really sad stories when they were just like, I'm not from anywhere. And they were just like, still.
Oh my gosh. So you have to like pretend you're an athlete?
I did not want to laugh at that. But
it's not funny. I'm just saying. It was,
the way Pat looked around, he was like,
bro, it's because of that and movies like The Wood and Boys in the Hood. That I was like, when I moved out to LA, I was like, not moving here, not moving here, not moving here, not me. Hello, Valley. How are you?
I was listening to here. I remember Nate Jackson told me, because I had a whole bunch of Mariners hats, all different colors. He was like, do not wear those south of the 10. I was like, I'm the Seattle Mariner? What's wrong with them? He was like, bro, I'm going to tell you, baseball hats do not mean what you think they mean in L.A. Watts homie Quan has a video about that. That is so funny. Bro, when I tell you I got here and put all them hats in my drawer and never wore them outside, I was like, yeah, I'm good, bro.
I got slept for using the wrong hat. That was,
did you?
I told you guys that story. I might have been damn internet you scary. Yeah, I was wearing the wrong hat. And some dude, I don't even know what he said. He said something. And I turned around. I said, what? And then I woke up.
You don't even remember getting hit?
His brain turned off. Like your joke,
about
to kick you?
Bruh, I'm going to run that back at one of the shows. But listen, I'm going to tell you, everybody, when they were a kid, man, I used to get fights. I used to win. There's people. I was a journeyman fighter. I was the guy that the up-and-coming boxer fought to make their record 30-0 because I took a lot of L's. I'm talking about I was helping all kind of people be 16.
You were just one of those numbers?
Bro, you ever see it? Like Floyd Mayweather early fight? That dude be like 3-27, bro. He's just a tomato can. That was me. I'm a spy.
Why was that like that?
Why was that getting beat up?
Yeah.
Mostly the people were hitting harder than I could.
No. How'd you get in the fights, though?
I just had a punchable face. People saw me, they're like, I want to hit you.
So it was like bullying mainly?
Oh, Listen. Well, Fat Tony, I've told this story. Fat Tony was a lot of the losses I took. That was Fat Tony was my best worst friend. He beat me up every day.
Formed a bond
from 89 to 90. He beat me up all said... Hammer's dominant. MC Hammer was dominating, and so was Fat Tony.
Hey, wow. He said that Tony used to walk him home. They would talk the whole way home. And he would have a good conversation. He'd be like, all right, maybe he's not going to do it today. He'd get in front of his house and be like, all right, man.
You know what time it is.
Wait, so you never learned to fight? You just let him keep beating you up?
I won a couple fights. I just didn't win them. I beat up this kid named Marquez in front of his house. His mom was like, beat him up, Marquez. And I was like, stop. And I knocked him down. And I was like, yes.
This but the other fight.
That's a friend of his. His name was Marquez. He should be able to fight.
Right.
Yeah, man. That was my Buster Douglas moment. I got a video game. It was
wait, why didn't you keep that same energy for Fat Tony then?
Fat Tony was 6'4". He was also,
was he really?
He was huge.
6'4".
He had to be held back multiple grades.
I didn't really fight like that.
I did. Well, I got fought. I didn't. You know.
All right, let's tally up this vote.
Wait, do we change it to getting kicked in the back of your seat by a kid?
No, we're just going to keep it at kid. We'll just say baby cry.
Middle seat.
Middle seat?
Yeah, middle seat's worse.
All right, I'll go middle seat as well. Because Keon's absolutely right with the headphones. I've been on flights, like when you're literally going to your seat and you hear that baby cry, and it just pisses me off. I ain't even at the seat yet, and I'm mad because that baby's
crying. Your energy all messed up.
You know what, though? I do have a new appreciation now that I'm a parent. Like, because before I'd be like, oh, why you got to fly on a flight with a kid? Just take the train across the country. I used to be like that. But then, like, now that I have a child, I'd be feeling for the parent because I'd be like, oh, girl, I feel you. Just leave them. Just leave them. I feel you.
And now my appreciation is for how much everybody dislikes you and that other group of parents that are bringing your kid on this plane. So now we all feel that way at 12 people.
That's fine with me, but say something to my face. I bet you ain't nobody on my plane gonna say nothing to me with my crying baby.
Well, why can't the mom just do more to make it a more enjoyable situation?
My youngest son, Isaiah used to have, his ears used to pop. Wouldn't pop. So a lot of times they're crying because they can't regulate the air pressure in their ears.
Yeah, it's discomfort. And it's nothing. Pat, trust me when I tell you, a kid is not crying because the parent is not doing enough. Trust me when I tell you, on a plane, a child is crying because something, they just annoyed, they tired. And as a parent, you get frustrated because you've done everything you possibly can, and they just want to cry. Sometimes you just got to be like, all right, I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to let you cry.
Yeah, but I feel like if a kid is fully kicking and punching the seat in front of them, they could at least...
Oh, no, for that for sure you should be able to stop. Like,
yeah, we're talking about crying children.
Yeah,
like a baby.
Baby from crying.
You sometimes you just can't. If they're uncomfortable on a plane, it's usually their ears are popping. They can't pop their ears right. So that's why they always tell you you're supposed to give a pacifier or a bottle to a child when you take off when you land. But sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes they just
the pacifier.
No. Can you hit them? Like the middle seats have it. It is unanimous.
Pat basically said, "Can you just kill the kid a little bit?"
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I feel like if you did that for like 7 to 10 seconds.
Oh, I cannot wait until you have kids, Pat. We're going to run this back.
I'm not having them.
He said 7 to 10 seconds. Let me just disrupt you for a little bit. That's all.
We'll be right back. middle seats have it. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Tahir Martin, and I'm here to remind you guys why Magic Spoon is the best cereal for adults right now. Listen, with everything going on, guys, a lot of people don't have access to the gym. And trust me, before we didn't have access, I wasn't going on a regular basis anyway. So because of that, I have to watch what I eat. But I love cereal. I love it. It's delicious. It makes you feel like a kid again. It makes you feel good. It's not a bad time to eat cereal. It's always a good time for it. But you guys, you got to know your body. The older we get, the less likely we are to lose that stubborn belly fat and other things in other places as quickly. So because of that, I had to adjust my diet. But I wasn't ready to let go of cereal. In comes Magic Spoon with the Hail Mary and saved your boy. Listen, I keep re-ing up. This is probably my third package this month. I keep re-ing up because I'm not going to let go of cereal. I love it too much. It's delicious. I want it to be a part of my life, and you do as well. And this is what I will say. I know a lot of people are like, oh, cereal is so sugary. I felt the same way. Oh, I'm on keto. I can't do cereal. I thought the same thing. And then Magic Spoon came through and dropped knowledge on your boy. Listen. We're talking zero sugar. Do you understand what I'm saying? Zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's nothing to complain about. Nothing to worry about. You can check out the variety pack right now and get you 4 delicious flavors to try out. You got frosted, cocoa, fruity, and blueberry. Oh, you said, baby. Y'all heard me talk about it before. I'm a lush. I like to mix the flavors. I put the frosted with the cocoa and the blueberry with the fruity, and I have a great time. Okay? Listen, guys, it almost tastes too good to be true, but it is true. That's why I'm here trying to tell you about it. Magic Spoon is keto-friendly, it's gluten-free, it's grain-free, it's soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. What are you waiting on? If you want to get in on this great time, all you have to do is go to magicspoon.com/squad and grab you a variety pack today. Make sure you use the promo code SQUAD, that's SQUADD, and you will get free shipping on your order right now. Magic Spoon is so confident in that product, they offer you a happiness guarantee. A happiness guarantee means that you are going to love the product, and for any reason, if you don't, all you have to do is send it back for a full refund. Fam, come on. There's no risk associated with that. All you have to do right now is go to magicspoon.com/squad. That's SQUADD. And make sure you put in the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, at checkout so you can get that free shipping and enjoy some great cereal. Holla at your boy.
Next topic is, which is better, grilled shrimp versus fried shrimp?
I mean, fried makes everything taste good, but when you say good, you mean like taste or like hell?
It's just personal preference, man. Why do you always have to make everything a dissertation? Just answer the question.
Ask a question.
Jesus Christ, man. You answer a question with a question, man. Just answer it, okay? What do you like?
I'm asking.
I know. That's what I don't want you to do. I want you to answer.
And I want you to stop messing up on your words, but you don't care. You keep doing it.
I try, man.
Megan, were you in L.A. last week?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Tahir, y'all didn't hug or nothing? You got antagonistic energy.
Looks like Kevin was trying to do something that made no sense.
I was saying antagonistic energy.
Well, shut up, Kev.
I did see you, Tahir,
yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah, that's how we talked. Yeah, I saw it twice. We talked.
Why you say yeah like that?
I miss Tahir. Tahir is my brother, my co-host for life, man.
Yeah, we always we argue, but this just be play. We don't never get serious like that. We will always have a sidebar conversation before it ever got like that.
Hmm. Well, you still got horse teeth.
How do we get here?
What did you say?
I don't know. Oh, I still said Tahir got horse teeth. But back to these shrimps, okay, these shrimps. I mean, fried shrimp tastes amazing, but I personally like the grilled shrimp because you can use that for multiple things, and it doesn't, like, you can reheat that as well. Don't really taste good to reheat fried shrimp.
That's the point I was going to make. Yeah,
grilled shrimp. Why can't we reheat fried stuff and make it good?
Man,
because it's not crunchy anymore, it's soft.
Why though? What can we do? Can't we get an air fryer? Like, to hear you know how to do stuff.
Think of something. In a toaster oven or reheat it in a pan.
You reheat it. That takes too long. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, the
problem is get rid of microwaves. That's the problem. If you want food to taste better on a reheat, just stop using microwaves.
On a reheat.
I try to say reheat, and I definitely say reheat.
But we're having a terrible day today. We're all over the place as a group.
I've said everything right. I'm still going.
No, you said hold off the baby's airways for 7 to 10 seconds. You didn't say everything right, Pat.
No, I meant to say that.
I know you did, but it still wasn't the right thing to say.
chicken strips can be reheated, by the way. I just wanted to throw that.
But they're not crunchy.
Chicken strips do, but actually are pretty good. And Chick-fil-A nuggets are pretty good on the reheat.
Yeah.
Popeye's. Chick-fil-A nuggets aren't originally crunchy. If you try to
some
originally crunchy
right.
chicken tenders, they are not crunchy.
What about Popeye's though?
You would literally drop it in some more grease to get that crunch back. That will be the only way.
You gotta put it in the oven or toaster oven to make it, or air fryer to make it like crispy like that.
Toaster oven?
My microwave broke and we were just like, we're just not gonna buy another one, and it's been fantastic.
We shouldn't be microwaving any food, to be honest with you, because it's very bad. But
yeah, forget all that.
America.
It takes too long for an oven to heat up,
by the way.
You say what, Keon?
I'm going with fried shrimp, by the way, like for sure.
Fried shrimp is the way. You can put tartar sauce on it, cocktail sauce, ketchup. You cannot put tartar sauce on grilled shrimp. I don't know why having the coating, it's just weird. Although grilled shrimp and shrimp scampi and Red Lobster's endless shrimp, most of those are grilled in some way.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't really like shrimp. The only way I can really eat it is fried. If it's not fried, I don't want it.
How do you not like shrimp?
I don't really like it.
What would be some of the best ways that grilled shrimp comes? Like pasta or
shrimp and grits?
Shrimp scampi is just basically shrimp and butter. Shrimp and grits?
Fire.
Shrimp on skewers?
Just gumbo, shrimp gumbo.
Etouffee, shrimp etouffee actually was pretty good too.
Gumbo's a good one. Gumbo and jambalaya are both good ones because those are never fried.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though, grilled shrimp reheats better and tastes better on a reheat. However, it smells worse on the reheat. Like, I don't know why I feel like grilled shrimp has a different, stronger smell than like fried shrimp.
Y'all ever smell shrimp water? That's horrible.
I would never do that.
Shrimp water?
Why are you keeping it?
Like, you cook shrimp in there?
Like when you open
up. Why are you boiling shrimp?
No. Like when you open up the shrimp thing that it comes in the plastic.
Oh.
And there's that liquid that's left over and you pour it out.
Why are you buying your shrimp in plastic?
What do you buy yours in, man?
I just buy fresh shrimp. Like at the little.
Okay, EBT card. Yeah.
She holds the live shrimp and carries.
You can get that with an EBT card. Shut up, Kevin.
That's barbecues are from EBT cards. That wasn't a slide at you. I'm just saying you're living lavishly if you can get shrimp with no plastic.
She's getting it from the deli. She's getting it straight from the
right. You get the person behind the scene.
When it's still on the ice, it'd be like, yeah, give me them 16 pieces right there. And they just reach inside and grab it.
No, it'd be cheap. It'd be like $6 a pound.
So then what does it come in?
It comes fresh and they sit it on the ice and then you buy it.
But I know when they hand it to you, don't they?
What do they wrap it?
They put it in their paper.
Oh, yeah. Put it in paper. They put it in a plastic bag.
They put it in a bag sometimes too.
But it's not.
They definitely don't come in straight water. But I know what Pat's talking about though.
Yeah, for sure.
Gets on your hand, smells.
But the worst thing about.
I'm not a huge seafood person. I'm with Keon. Like, I don't ever have to have shrimp again, and I don't feel like my life would be incomplete if I did.
I love shrimp. I can eat shrimp every day. But I will say this. The only one thing that I don't like about fried shrimp is that, besides the reheat, is the fact that you cannot see if they clean the poop out the shrimp when they fry it.
I need that, Meg. I'd rather just be ignorant to it. Once you see it.
No, because you could taste it. You could taste that poop.
Dip it in the sauce.
Yes, you can't. It's like chalky. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Sometimes if that shrimp had a big day, it'd be a little gritty.
A big day.
Extra tang.
Oh. I did a mukbang with Tim, and they had a whole bunch of shrimp that had the line, and I was like, once you see it, I'm like, all right, bro, I'm not even hungry.
You can never unsee it again. You will always
and that's what I don't. I always be cleaning it out, and that takes extra time because I gotta peel it, pull it out. I take a paper towel and make sure it's too much work.
It's wild that all shrimp die having to shit though.
That's because they just get caught on a regular day. They were coming home from work, boom, they were on their way home. Like, bro, I was going to the bathroom. I
can't wait to go home and use my own toilet. I don't like using public restrooms.
The shrimp.
That's so ridiculous.
Seafood is kind of the only seafood I love is salmon. Other than that, I'd be like, eh.
I heard shrimp roaches up the ocean, by the way, which kind of
they are. Yeah. They're bottom feeders. They're disgusting.
They say the same thing about catfish. And they say the same thing about catfish, but I will never not fry catfish. You say what, Kia?
Catfish is trash.
I don't care how strong you are, I will fight you. You
catfish is trash. It always tastes like mold. It is disgusting.
Kia, I will fight you, and if I lose to you, I will fight your children.
Keon, you ain't never had no Southern grandma.
Oh, here we go.
Every time, Keon.
Every time you don't like something. You ain't had my great grandmama's Michael Jackson recipe, moonwalk.
You haven't.
Catfish. Every time.
Catfish is amazing.
Black people cannot believe that you just don't like something. You always have to not like. You just haven't had their grandma's recipe.
It's not just
grandma's recipe sucks.
It's black people with food, but weed heads do the same thing. You tell somebody that you don't smoke weed, like it makes me sleepy. Oh, you ain't got the right strength.
What's like to hear smoke a little weed before he said sleepy?
I'm sleepy.
You don't have the right string instead of strain. So that's a personal foul, offsetting penalties.
I'm just going to go ahead and edit this out right here, and I'm just going to say it again. Weed people do the same thing.
I don't understand it. So with weed, there's the indica and then the sativa. One of them makes you high and one of them makes you chill.
Mm-hmm. No, they both make you high. One of them is like a brain high, and one is like a body high. So one
what's a brain high versus a body high?
One is like you're very creative, and your thoughts are sort of enhanced.
That's sativa.
Some people don't like that because it's like it can go wrong, and they can get like paranoid or just like it be too much. And then the body high is kind of like you feel it in your body. It's kind of like a muscle relaxer. You kind of like slumped. Which a lot of people don't like.
Is that the medical one? Is that
both
medical? That's indica. Indica is the slumper. Sativa is the creative one.
I had to remember.
Sativa is the one you smoke before you're in the studio trying to think of a song.
No, people mostly smoke indica, but I don't like it because it makes you stuck to the couch.
You just said it makes you creative.
No, yeah, sativa. But some people just want to be like stoned, like this type of stone, and I don't like that type.
Sativa makes you creative. The way I had to remember it, Kev, is indica. Leaves you in the cut, like you be slumped, you can't move. That's indica. Sativa is a head high. That's the only way I remember this. Somebody told me that, and I was like, that makes sense.
I treat weed just like liquor. I just want to get a buzz, laugh at shit, eat and smash. That's it. That's the only one. Any foreign substance I put in my body is for the same three reasons: to laugh, to smash, and to eat. That's it. If it's not doing that, I don't want it. That's why I would never do meth or heroin or none of that. It don't increase that stuff.
Would you do cocaine?
I would try it if it helps.
I heard cocaine makes you limp, so you might not want
to
try it.
I heard if you put it directly on there, it makes you limp. You're not supposed to do that.
Why would I do that?
Girls are pulling lines of coke off of people's joints.
Off of a penis?
Off the liver?
Oh, that's hard.
That's why I said joints.
That means two things.
What's up, baby? Hello, baby.
We weren't talking about nothing, man. Y'all see that last episode of Paw Patrol? It was crazy, huh?
Paw Patrol? He said yes. Well, you know Paw Patrol, huh? Oh, my gosh.
What question were we on?
We on grilled shrimp or fried shrimp. Which one y'all going with?
Fried, baby.
Fried.
Okay.
Fried shrimp for me.
Man.
Grilled.
I'm gonna go fried shrimp too. I know it don't reheat well, but I'm also not keeping any shrimp to be reheated. So
shrimp ain't a pull up later type of meal.
Yeah, it really ain't.
I
don't really like reheating any seafood. I guess salmon's not that bad.
It is gonna have your house on some other shit stuff.
Huh?
Have you guys ever had fried salmon?
I have.
No.
I've had it.
I've never.
Everybody can't do it right though. Everybody can't do it right.
You're right. Everybody.
It's not good.
Well,
no, it's not good.
you gotta, you have to do it in a way to where the batter isn't too thick, but you also have to do it where it's thick enough that the salmon doesn't fall apart.
Because salmon is a pretty meaty fish.
Yeah, but it's also super flaky. So like, if you do it, if you, the batter's not thick enough, it'll just fall apart.
Cammy, I want to apologize to seafood because crab cakes are actually fire.
Crab cakes are amazing. Crab legs are overrated, though. It takes entirely too much work.
You are out of your mind. There's nothing better than king crab legs.
It's too much.
No, king crab legs are amazing, and you get them done right.
King crab legs are even harder. They got the spikes on the legs.
I'm saying if you go to a good place who knows how to make them, then the shell is just right. It's easy to just like open it up.
I think it's just wild as hell to break something's legs and you suck the meat out. It's wild.
You have to funny tweet.
Find the kneecap and you're like, yeah.
Somebody said, I wonder if crabs know how good their legs are.
Have y'all seen the fried crab legs? The guy was taking them out.
Yeah.
And then putting them in the butter and in the batter. And then deep frying. And I was like, that is a lot. I want to
fry the shell. He fries the shell?
Oh, he takes them out. So he was doing like the big crabs and he was cracking them and then taking out the meat. Then he dip it in butter. Then he dip it in a batter. Then he would deep fry it. And I was like, that's a lot, but I want to try it.
I would definitely try it, but it seems like a lot. That's something I would try like if I was at a fair or something like that.
Yeah,
like, for sure. They have fried crab legs. I mean, but I wouldn't be like, hey, man,
dabble.
Yeah. I just realized I never had, what'd you say?
Air food, I'd be like, all
right. It's so overpriced, so extra.
And every time I eat it, I'm like, it sounds great. Like, you mean, what is this? Fries dipped in chili sauce on top of cheese with the love of Jesus? Yeah, let me try it. And then it'd be like underwhelming every time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a fair.
They don't be seasoning. When I used to live in Texas, they did a Texas State Fair and everything is fried. When I say everything, I'm talking about everything. The ribs, the Oreos, the Kool-Aid, the butter, like everything. They sold
fried
all that.
Fried Kool-Aid?
Fried Kool-Aid. Their little balls with Kool-Aid. Like, dipped in Kool-Aid. But the fried ribs, I was like, oh, this is about to be fire. They were disgusting. I was like, y'all
had fried ribs to me. Too. They lost all the tenderness when they were fried.
Yeah.
Really? Because
Meg, fried Kool-Aid is a real thing? I thought you were just.
Yeah.
No, in Texas. I went to the Texas State Fair.
Like, it's a ball of dough, and then you have to like put the Kool-Aid in it, and then it kind of looks like a hush puppy almost.
Yep.
But it's like a dough ball that has Kool-Aid like mixed in it, so it's whatever color Kool-Aid you use, and then they put like powdered sugar on it.
Kind of like fried ice cream.
Well,
look up fried water too. They've done that. They fried water.
That's not a thing.
It looks like a hush puppy, and when you bite it, like the water comes out. They managed how to fry water.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, low key though, I was
what
just
was that thing you had us eat, Pat, that had water in it?
Oh, the bao, the dumpling.
Was it bao?
Bao?
Yeah.
No, that was a soup dumpling.
That was the one that soup dumpling had.
Yeah, that's what I had. So I had
if they just took the soup dumpling and fried it, technically that could be fried water, right?
Right. Well, now that would be fried soup dumpling.
Right.
No, they managed to put like a small film somehow around the water so that it was literally they fried.
Oh,
the water.
Got it.
That's crazy. Well, it looks like the fried shrimp has it. We're gonna get into this next and last topic right after this.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Tahir Moore, and I get it. 2020 has been a doozy. It seems like it's getting crazier and crazier, and each time it gets a little crazier, it seems like it gets a little more difficult to find peace of mind and a little relaxation. However, your boy might have one suggestion. TheraOne offers a full line of CBD products. Now, I know you probably wonder, what is TheraOne? TheraOne is the same company that makes the TheraGun. You've seen the ads all over social media, that gun, they do hitting the arm and working all the muscles out. The same company, but now they're also offering you guys CBD-infused products. And you can get anything from the Recovery CBD Lotion to the Revive CBD Body Balm, even the Soothe CBD Massage Oil, and a number of other products. This is what's really important. TheraOne is the only complete line of CBD products that are USDA certified organic. You guys should know that TheraOne's products are independently tested 4 times. And the final product is sent to an independent certified lab to verify all of these test results. They're not just out here talking the talk, guys. They're walking the walk. A lot of you guys know I just moved recently, and I have to be honest with you. My new place has 4,686 steps. The first day I came in here, I was just like, I can't continue to do it. My legs and thighs were on fire. I used this TheraOne just on a whim, just to see what was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? The body bomb. I didn't know what to expect. Man, instant gratification, okay? I felt better so quick, I cannot stop using this now. So, I encourage you guys, if you want to see what all the hype is about, listen up. Now, through Labor Day, which is September 7th, okay, TheraOne is offering our listeners, which is y'all, because y'all listening right now, they're offering you guys a buy one, get one free on all TheraOne's products. All you have to do is go to TheraGun, TheraGun.com/squad, SQUADD. If you are not completely satisfied, you can send the product back for a full refund within 30 days of your purchase. Listen, guys, a company like TheraOne and TheraGun are only going to continue to grow. So it's not likely that they'll do a sale like this again. So take advantage right now. Every product is buy one, get one free up until Labor Day. That is September 7th. All you have to do is go to TheraGun, TheraGun.com/squad, SQUADD, and take advantage. Tell them your boy sent ya.
Last topic of the day. We have Luther Vandross versus Anita Baker.
Easy.
That's a weird
one. Cam is going to go Anita Baker because he
no, just out you know she's coming out with a documentary and a biography.
It's she's due for it. She's
a woman. Yeah, but she's producing it herself. She shot her farewell concert series over the last 2 years. And she's coming out with a documentary. She tweeted about it last night. We were chopping it up.
Oh, so basically, like, how that's about how long you've been a fan the last 2 years.
If that.
Oh, y'all gonna be pissed off if I'm in that documentary.
Yes, we will. We will, and we will be talking about black, it. We'll be like, he just found out about her, how he get in the documentary. I've been loving Anita Baker since I was a child.
That ain't my fault.
I'm a boycott it. I'm
if
a
you just find out about Jesus, you still get to go to heaven. You can't do that. But you didn't
I don't
get
care
all
if
the
I
sins.
See somebody
that ain't my fault.
I'm be like, Jesus, I've been following you my whole life. He just found you yesterday. How fair is this? He been living out here. Maybe I wanted to live reckless my whole life.
Should have did
fair.
It. He said should have did some sin. What did he die on the cross
he
for? You weren't going to try some stuff
sinning.
Out.
That's hilarious.
She did some sinning.
It's
you're wasting him dying on the cross by living saved your whole life. You got to see what that grace is like.
Hey, come on, man.
Come on, Kev. Let's do drugs. Let's do some drugs.
I might die. If I snorted a line of cocaine, my head might just explode.
And if you were going to do it and you did it with Meg for the first time, the drugs
would be like a horrible trip.
Oh, God. Come on.
Horrible trip.
Hey,
do some drugs.
Kev could probably be in the documentary, the part about like new fans, where she's like, "Still, I'm still relevant. People are still finding my music."
Wouldn't even care if that's why I made it in. I would be so happy.
I would be so angry. I'm talking about I have a favorite Anita Baker song that's been my song forever, and Kev just found out about her.
Why does that make? I don't understand why that.
She's not a real fan. She's been around your whole life, and you just now like her.
Okay, but just like Keon said, if your family didn't let you listen to it, why am I to blame for that?
Kevin,
also,
there's a
what
lot
makes
of people
you a bigger fan?
You
we don't like you.
Know
we that. Don't like the fact that you're
like, nobody who was 5 years old was the one choosing Anita Baker's album. It was your mom or your auntie, your dad, whoever. Nobody.
No, Kevin, that my mom is Korean, okay? She don't even know who Anita Baker is, but I know who she is, and I love her, and I've been loving her, so that has nothing to do with your family. You was out there trying
it?
To be a heathen that one summer that you was being fast. You was listening to the hip hop radio station and the non-Jesus station. So you know these songs.
Anita Baker came out, her albums were the late 80s and early 90s that were popping like that.
Yeah. They were still playing. They were still playing on the radio station.
Here's the thing, though. Anita Baker would more than likely only be on, like, the older R&B or just the R&B station. Luther could make it on just about any station.
Luther was on everything. He was on everything.
They use his songs for commercials, like, all, like, Luther. I had way more exposure, like, way more exposure to Luther than Anita. I only heard Anita at home. Only my mom played Anita. But, like, on a larger scale, everybody played Luther. Yeah. Everybody played Luther.
So. Luther was on Sesame Street. Like, Luther was everywhere.
Luther was Luther was on Comic View. You know how many doggone Comic View jokes had a big Luther, little Luther joke? A Never Too Much joke? A Luther sexuality joke? Like, Luther was more part of pop culture, but I feel like Anita Baker permeates people more. People don't get... If I didn't know about Luther, I don't know if people would be as upset.
As Do y'all like Big Luther or Little Luther better?
I like the burger.
No preference.
Luther burger. I would never eat that. Did you really eat it?
What burger?
What's the burger?
It's that's the one with the Krispy Kreme donut as the bun.
The bun.
That's called the Luther burger? Mm-hmm. The Luther Vandross?
This is called
the Luther. Wait, what? Did he know that? Did he know he had a donut burger?
This was afterwards. This was after he had passed. But...
That's so wrong. Why would they call it Luther?
This is going to get you big.
Oh, he had a whole battle. Hey, I feel bad about that.
Is that why it was called that?
No, I don't know. I don't know why it's called
that. Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
I have a question. I've been wondering this since the Big Luther, Little Luther, because I just wasn't around for the transition. He got big, right? He wasn't like big and got small?
Yeah, he got big. No, he was big and then he got small.
And then he got big again and then he got small again.
Yeah. Oh, it happened more than once?
Yes. Yeah. Like he was yo-yoing. He was going back and forth.
Oh, so people were saying that his songs weren't good while he was Little Luther and then he got big and was... Is that what people say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Meg said something and she wasn't even trying to be funny, but she was like, he was big, he got small, but then he got big, but then he got small again. That was such a hilarious thing to say if she wasn't even trying to be funny. She's like, okay, so 88 to 99, he had gotten small, and then he got that big, and then he went back to the small.
He's like Oprah. He's been yo-yoing a lot of his life. He was yo-yoing.
There's one big difference between Anita Baker and Luther Vandross for me, and it is this. Luther Vandross, his beats did not slap. I'm sorry.
What? That's his fault?
Anita Baker's beats and compositions were dope. Luther Vandross does not slap. I don't know what Zoom, all these conferences look exactly alike. I don't know what it was, but somebody asked me, they were like, you ain't never smashed to Luther Vandross? No, I've never thrown on Luther Vandross. What are you talking about?
You ain't smashing into Anita Baker either. I've definitely smashed to some Luther. If this world was mine, absolutely.
But you used to date.
But you're an old soul.
Y'all don't have an old school playlist that y'all smash? Y'all don't have
sexy music is overrated. I don't want to be.
Oh. You shut your quiet, sexing ass up. Right? You literally be smashing to the TikTok of your Timex watch. I hate it. That's disgusting. You disgust me. I shut up.
No, he be smashing to his irregular heartbeat. That's the beat of you.
What did I tell you?
Boring sex having ass. Amy's smashing to that Fred Hammond romance album.
I'd rather have sex to regular R&B than gospel R&B. Gospel R&B is the worst.
It is.
Stop doing that.
Fred Hammond was talking all over. I tried to do it. I was like, he's talking too much. I feel like
T.D. Jakes, too. T.D. Jakes is, oh, yeah. I'm like, Get ready.
I can't believe y'all do that at all.
I might as well just have a porno on. If we don't have that much talking in the room, I'm not doing that. That's too much.
I'll do that.
What, smash with the porno on?
I would much rather put on porn than Barry White. If I put on anything from that era, like Fred, like Barry White or Luther Vandross, I feel like the girl would be like, I'm leaving. What are you doing? How old are you?
So you've never smashed a Secret Garden? You never smashed that?
What is that?
Oh, That is one of the best. One of the best songs, bro.
Secret Garden.
I feel like you smashed to like Young Thug or something.
If you think I'm the one being good to you, if you think that's I'm the one that you need, show you.
Pat doesn't even put on music. He just gets high enough to where whatever's playing in his head, that's what groove he's on.
I have sex to his own.
She'd be like, "What are you doing?" Light mixtape.
Oh, that'd be the weirdest.
He'd be trying to smash and play the keyboard at the same time.
I know. You probably have your own beat. Patrick just plays his own music.
Damn it! I couldn't say the joke I wanted.
The kid.
I'm gonna keep that to myself. That's weird. Yeah, I've never been into the whole like playing Isaac Hayes and having sex. Like I'm
here, you gotta rub Bengay on your knees before you turn that music on and have sex to it. That ain't the music from your era. You're 36.
It's what I like though. I don't always listen to the old school while I'm having sex. I'm just saying I've done it before.
Oh yeah, I've done it. But back to what Pat originally said. I don't smash Anita Baker or Luther. I'm not putting either one of them on.
Yeah,
when it's smash time.
I love Anita Baker, but I low key feel like Luther had way more slaps. He had way more singles to me.
He did, but I don't know.
Success wise or number wise?
I'm just talking about like the number of hits. When you think about number of hits, like that you can name from Anita Baker versus Luther Vandross, I feel like I can name way more slappers from Luther than I can from Anita Baker. Like, the Rapture album was damn near flawless.
Front to back.
Like, that was damn near flawless, but that's one album. Like, I can't name a lot of Anita Baker albums, but Luther, there are so many albums that were just dope as hell. Like, the Never Too Much album, bro. Never like, it
much,
had...
Never Too Much, Never Too Much, Never
it
Too
had
Much.
It had slappers on it, bro. Like, so...
How do you say that beat don't slap? Never Too Much. How do you say that song comes on and you don't be like...
I like that song, but I like even though Anita Baker has less hits, I like her hits more than I would like. I would listen to Sweet Love way before I listen to Never Too Much. Just because like I like Anita Baker pound for pound more than I do Luther. Like, bro, there's a lot of Luther popular songs that I'm just like,
let me tell you something. Bad Boy / Having a Party, that song, oh, bruh. He knew it was a banger. He filmed most of the video in the studio just right here with the kids. Like, I don't even need a real video. This song is just a slapper.
That song, I don't like that. That song was terrible, okay? That sounds
what?
Like
what
song? It sounded like it was an 80s song. That song doesn't reach.
It came out in 1982, Meg. How does it
mean? Listen to the music that came out before you were alive and having sex to it.
Wait a minute. Do you smash on a bed? When did beds come out, Kev?
Oh my God. That was literally horrible.
That just proved your point wrong. So
that
shut up.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That has
well, that's all I had. That's all I had. So shut up.
Have you smashed women older than you, Kev? They came out before you did.
I haven't. I only had sex with four people.
And none of them were older than you?
They were all.
We really did not live life.
We were all in the same grade.
It was just a cesspool, huh?
Kev just had one summer where he had one hot girl literally, summer, and that was
literally
it.
The summer of 99. If God came back, I wouldn't have. I'd be like, Anna, you know what? Hey, I was out here, man. I'm sorry. Actually, every Sunday I was apologizing, but every Monday I was like, we back out here.
I was apologizing every Sunday.
God would have been like, it's okay. I talked to them. They weren't satisfied. You're good to go.
I can't even imagine Kev having a hot boy summer. I feel like it was just like what we would consider like a lukewarm summer.
That was a week. That was a weekend for Tahir and Keon. That was my whole thing. Tahir and Keon were doggone.
He's not wrong. For me, it might have been a weekend. For Keon, that was literally like 3 hours out of the day.
That was literally Tuesday, October 17th was my whole summer.
On a Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday.
And don't forget four people in a day. That is gross.
That's Pat, too.
Hey, leave me out.
That is Pat.
Pat's don't leave Pat out of this.
Pat literally has a painting of him like right beside him right now.
pretty good.
your fan art, the cloudy art is out of this world.
That picture's so dope. That's good. I'm jealous that nobody has ever done a picture like that of me. Actually, you know what?
Actually, they got your Owen Wilson nose perfect.
To here. I have zero pictures, bro.
Hold on. You know what? I can't say that because where were we at? Texas when old boy brought us the paintings, Kev?
Yeah,
inappreciative.
See, no, that was dope. I apologize because that's what I can't wait to hang it up in a new place.
I've had people inbox me and be like, can you send this to Tony? Like, yes, Tony, and be like, yo, can you pass this on? I'd be like, but where's mine? I'll go to their page and be like, hold on, you do follow me. Where
is Tony? Keon, they don't care about you, bro. Where's Tony?
Right.
Where's mine at?
Hey, where'd everybody go?
Make sure you guys sorry, guys. I'm still here. Sorry, I had to respond to
you. Ain't doing quarantine games with this piss poor internet. I'm sick of it.
Hey, when's the last time you guys met somebody like a woman named Anita, by the way?
My friend's mom.
Do they still make Anitas?
I don't think so.
My homegirl from Washington's name is Anita, but
the latest Anita I know is from Smino. He made a song called Anita. And that was the last time I heard the name really in rotation.
Is it about Anita Baker?
No, nah, he was just basically, he was using it as a clever way to say Anita. Anita, Anita. So that's.
So it doesn't really match with what we're talking about.
No, I was about to say, that was the last time I heard it in rotation. The last time I heard it in rotation.
Literally not what Pat asked you. When's the last time you personally met
That's all I had to offer, Kev, so shut up.
Tino had a song in 2013 that I liked. He used the name Anita.
That's weird how like all moms, like generally just kind of like names fall off and then
suddenly
I was talking to my son about that the other day. I was talking to Zeze about that. He was like, when was the last Mildred? Mildred don't even sound like you were ever a baby.
Last Mildred was established in probably 67, 74, somewhere around that. When was the last Mildred?
But Mildred was popping at that day. There were hell of, I've never met a Luther, ever.
I met a Luther.
I've never met a Luther.
I've met a Luther.
That's a weird name.
Luther. Yeah, I met one Luther in my life. He was from the country too. And I'm almost certain he was named after Luther Vandross. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Cletus? I've met a Cletus before, like a real life Cletus.
Yeah, we know a Cletus.
Perfect. Yeah, but that's not Cletus' name.
That's not his real name though.
Yeah.
I never met no Cletus in my life.
Never met a Cletus. I wonder what names now are popping that the generation after us, they're like, there were those names?
Hey, like, Patrick.
Patrick? No, nah, Patrick's gone.
Nah. I have zero, man.
This is him painting. He did the time of him actually painting.
I just want one. If anybody's
is that
listening.
MD White art?
Yeah, that's MD White. That's the one he brought in Dallas.
Oh,
we went to Dallas.
Oh, okay.
That's a good painting.
Yeah. It was so dope, bro. I was so appreciative of it.
Let's just bring it out. You
know, okay, but anyway, Anita Baker. I'm going with Anita Baker.
Anita Baker.
Because same old lover, baby. Ooh, ooh. Because all I want to do.
You know I'm going to Anita Baker, baby. Number one fan.
Oh, Pat, who you going with?
Anita.
Okay. And Keon?
The Rapture album, Anita, but overall, I think I gotta go with Luther.
And I'm going Luther too, bro. I agree. The exact same thing. Yeah, like that album was amazing, but as far as like slaps, bro, I could make a Luther Vandross playlist probably with like at least 35 songs. Anita, I'm gonna be pulling everything from Rapture. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's like Luther's voice was just so effort. Like it was just like you're not even trying, bro, and you're so good. You guys,
yeah, I agree. So looks like Anita's have it, but I'm standing my ground strong with that Luther, man. Keon and I both. So thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Squadcast. Meg, stop leaving the screen. We're about to sign off. Okay, just be still.
I'm sorry, my internet just came back.
Just be still. Goodness gracious. Anyway, man, y'all keep sending the suggestions to my inbox on Instagram. Greatly appreciate that. Definitely want to thank our guest, Keon Poli, for pulling up today with the squad, hanging out with us, man.
With his man always bonnet on. Woo.
Meg wanted to say that so bad.
It was since we started. And I feel like
as people, we have the same rules for durags and bonnets. They're fine in the house. Just don't wear them out.
You don't wear your bonnets and your pajamas outside.
Well, no, Meg is right. There was a time period when throwback jerseys were in, you were wearing durags under the hat. It was a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have that, but. All right, man, peace, bye.
Thanks to the squad, Kev on stage, Patrick Cloud, and Meg Scoop for tuning in as well. And we will see you guys next week on a new episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
Later.
Peace.
Who's doing quarantine?
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.